नारायण नमस्ते चानरो नरोत्तम देवी सरस्वती व्यास तथो जय उजीरयत नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा गुड मॉर्निंग डियर डिवोटीज सो आई चैंट द टेक्स्ट थ्री टाइम्स एंड एवरीवन फील्स सो इंक्लाइंड वी हैव सम सीनियर डिवोटीज ऑन हियर टू चैंट एंड वी होप दे विल स्टार्ट चैंटिंग आल्सो हरे कृष्णा सो श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू Chapter 1 in text 23. Sri Shuka Uvacha Jita Sano Jita Swaso Jita Sangu Jitendriya Stule Bhagavato Rupe Mana Sandhara Yatiya Sri Shuka Uvacha Jitasano jitashwaso jitasangu jitendriyam stule bhagavato rupe mana sandhanayatiyam Sri Shuka Uvacha jitasano jitashwaso jitasangu jitendriyam stule bhagavato rupe Mana Sandharayatiya. Hare Krishna. Word for word, synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, Jita Asana, controlled sitting posture. Jita Swasa, controlled breathing process. Jita Sangha, controlled association. Jita Indriya, controlled senses. Stule, in the gross matter, Bhagavata, unto the personality of Godhead, Rupe, in the feature of, Mana, the mind, Sandharayat, must apply, Adiya, by intelligence. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shukadeva Goswami answered, One should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses with intelligence, apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord called the Virat Rupa. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self. And thus the yoga system for meditation, controlling the sitting posture and the breathing process and fixing the mind upon the Supreme, is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialist. Unless such materialists are able to cleanse the materially absorbed mind, it is impossible for them to concentrate upon thoughts of transcendence. Sorry. And to do so, one may fix one's mind on the gross material or external feature of the Lord. The different parts of the gigantic form of the Lord are described in the following verses. The materialistic men are very anxious to have some mystic powers as a result of such a controlling process. But the real purpose of yogic regulations is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice, and all such material contaminations. If the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is actually a failure. because the ultimate aim is God realization. He is therefore recommended to fix his gross materialistic mind by a different conception and thus realize the potency of the Lord. As soon as the potencies are understood to be instrumental manifestations of the transcendence, one automatically advances to the next step, and gradually the state of full realization becomes possible for him. Oma Gyanati Virandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Ambulitam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Padantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvesesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shivacharya Gaurav Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari. So, the English translation again. Shukadev Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and the senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord called the Virat Rupa. Hare Krishna. So in this text, Shukadeva Goswami is answering a question. What was the question? Well, the question is in the previous text, where Maharaj Pariksit was asking. You can kind of tell by how Shukadeva Goswami answered what the question was. It had to do with the mind. Because Shukadeva Goswami is saying one should control sitting posture, regulate breathing process, and then by the yogic pranayama, and then control the mind and the senses with intelligence and apply the mind. So the mind is mentioned twice here. So actually Maharaj Pariksit was asking how the mind can be controlled and the mind can be taken away from material things. This is just paraphrasing the text, the question. The Shukadeva Goswami is giving the method by which one can control the mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it's sort of similar also in terms of how Krishna starts with karma yoga, then dhyana yoga, and if you go to chapter 12, even after showing the universal form by request of Arjuna in chapter 11, do we hear about bhakti yoga, the ultimate, in chapter 12? And of course, when you get to chapter 18, you're saying, well, how do you do the whole process of Krishna consciousness? Just surrender. Just surrender. And that chapter is entitled The Perfection of Renunciation. Getting away from the material things as the all in all and surrendering one's mind and one's heart to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this case, as Srila Prabhupada would explain also in the purport, it's in a sense a mechanical way of trying to control the mind. Shukadeva Goswami is very, very merciful in that the question could have been answered about sitting and going straight to the mantras that will in fact get the person connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead at a personal level. But when a teacher that's an experienced teacher is asked a question relating to something that's lower, he or she would answer the question based on the lower thing. And then later on, as that's been made clear, then they'll go higher. That's what Krishna did in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada says, the materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the bodily conception of the self. We all know very well that the problems going on in the material world are the fact that the demons are controlling, because this is more the passion area. And usually, unless Krishna changes things and puts a Raja Rishi there, the demon would come and try to control affairs. So, with the people's mind changed to the bodily conception, and that is what's happening now in the world, then taking the people slowly through the process of, you know, ultimate transcendence is one good way to go. Now, we've been fortunate enough with Srila Prabhupada just simply taking us up to the top floor, Bhakti Yoga, chant the holy name of the Lord. And the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very obvious. He's not even saying surrender. He just says, chant the holy name of the Lord. And the potencies of the Lord are in the holy name. So when one chants the holy name, purification takes place. A person becomes pious. A person then begins to connect more with Sri Krishna, but at a personal level. What's being mentioned here is somebody who is very, 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 very much connected with the gross material and even thinks that the body is the self. So such a person, to get away from it, Shukadeva Goswami is recommending that there should be some physical things done. What he described is also part of the yoga system called Ashtanga Yoga. So, in Ashtanga Yoga, there initially are things that a person should put the mind to. And even for some of us, you know, even for us, I shouldn't say some of us, but all of us, in the Bhakti Yoga system, on the training for Bhakti Yoga, we can do some of those things too. In Ashtanga Yoga, there's eightfold process. There are eight divisions. They're called Yama, Niyama, Asan, Pranayama. Pranayama is mentioned in the purport. Pratyahara, Dhan, Dhyana, Dhyana, meditation, which is even one chapter in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, and then Samadhi. So, the Yama and Niyama process. The Yama and Niyama. What you shouldn't do, and then what you should do. In one sense, we've also been told what we should do and what we shouldn't do. The regulative principles are things that we need to get to the whole process of renunciation. The four regulative principles are given. And it is also described that a person that obeys all four regulative principles now comes to the human platform in terms of body and soul together and mind. The person that is not doing that and eating meat and gambling and involving themselves in illicit sex and, you know, the list goes on. Things that are abominable, they're eating. So, the things that you shouldn't do, that's called yama, proscriptions, or the act of forbidding something. Niyama is the prescribed duties, what we should do. And we have an extended niyama. The prescribed duties, things that we should be doing, involves hearing, involves chanting, involves respecting the spiritual master, offering obeisances, and also to the deity, worshiping the deity, and praying, and becoming the Lord's friend in terms of giving one's heart to the Lord, becoming the Lord's servant, because that's the position that we're supposed to be in. We got here in this material world because we wanted to be master. As I remember my Switcha Master Bhattitira Maharaj described this in a kind of a funny way, but he was kind of smiling and laughing about it, and he says, Krishna says, I am the Navayuvana, I am the Adipurusha, I am the beginning of everything, and I'm forever young, but I'm the beginning of everything, the oldest, but you want to be number one, That is, for those who are envious of the Lord, they wind up in the material world. We want to be number one. You want to take the Lord's position? He started laughing. He says, yeah, you can be number one, you rascal. That's how he put it. You could be number one. Come to the material world and try to be number one. That's what the problem is. Everybody in the material world is trying to be number one. And they fight for the number one position. This is going on at national level and international level, trying to be number one. And I remember Srila Prabhupada, this was in Vilamita. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question about what's going to happen in the world that is, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, in a manner of speaking. So he said, Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry about it. You take your chanting your bhakti yoga seriously and finish it this lifetime. As for the rest of the things that's going on here and those who are causing it, Krishna will take care of them. They've been taken care of. So in what Srila Prabhupada is telling us, don't worry about things that's going on here. Focus. It's like a classroom. There are people who are taking things seriously, listening to the teacher, taking notes. And then there are some who don't come to class, or they come late, and they don't pay attention. And, of course, the grades would show in the end that they didn't do much of an effort to pass that particular subject. So it's like that here also. We have to take things seriously. We should be the model student. We should do what's asked of us. So, anyway, in this Ashtanga Yoga, it says yama, niyama, and then there's a sitting posture called the asana, and the breath control is called the pranayama. Pratyahara is withdrawing the senses, and then dharana is concentration, and then dhyana is meditation, and then the final stage is samadhi, which is trance. But then many of the people who do that focus on the impersonal form of the Lord. But the impersonal form of the Lord cannot be related to so much. We can be in awe looking at the Virat Rupa. But Shukadeva Goswami is saying for those who are not understanding that we're not the body, we start at that level to go on. So if we compare that to what Srila Prabhupada has done for us, we see he gave us so much mercy. He also said we're not the body. But in the end, he put us directly to Bhakti Yoga. So, we have the best. It's a question of how seriously we're going to take it. That's all. How seriously we're going to take it. And speaking about yama and niyama, what to and what not to do, it is especially important to abstain from sex life. The whole material world that we're in, this particular planet, is trying to use that, our passions, to sell us things. Many, 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 many times the things that we don't even need, but somehow we appeal to the subtle sexual aspect of us. Wanting things. Wanting material things. Wanting power. Wanting to be recognized. Those are also things in that level, but at a subtle level. Stay away from that. That's why the Buddhists are told to live a simple life. Live a simple life. Things that you have should be necessary things, not just things that are just there, just to have it. That's why Srila Prabhupada also says, and Rupa Goswami, you know, he quotes Rupa Goswami, when you accumulate Lakshmi, donate half of it for Krishna conscious activities. And if you donate to Christian Conscious Activities, then you get spiritual credits for doing that. Now, it may seem obvious that yes, you contribute to Krishna, so you get spiritual credits. If we do that, yes, that is the case. But let's take a person who is so attached to wealth and does not donate to Krishna Conscious Project. Clearly, that person doesn't get any spiritual credits. But there's one thing also that's kind of funny, and that is, it will be taken away. At death, those things will not be owned by the person anymore. The body is gone, so are everything that the person said be owned. So then it becomes obvious, did you really own it? Well, at the time that we are living, we could have used it in, by the suggestion of Rupa Goswami, we could have used some of it in Krishna Consciousness, a good chunk of it, 50% at least, in Krishna Consciousness. Now, you make a will and you hope that the will is followed, and we leave the body. Now the wealth is there. Somebody else will get it, and what will they do with it? If the person is also into sense gratification, more than likely they'll waste it. Because a person that didn't work hard for what they got, what they get, usually does not appreciate when such kind of wealth comes. So they get into Maya, sense gratification. Nobody wins spiritually. The person that worked hard for the money in the first place, he's left the body with no spiritual credits that could have come if they had donated. But they didn't. So no spiritual credits for that. The person that took over the money, they wasted it. Now, what if the person that took over the money by will, and by the will, begins to use it in Krishna consciousness? Then that person gets spiritual credit. But the irony of the whole thing is that they didn't even work for it. They didn't work for it. But they're donating for a cause in Krishna consciousness. So now they get the spiritual credit, and the person that worked hard for it, that didn't donate any, he's dead and gone, and he got no spiritual credits. And the person that took over the money that was Krishna conscious gave it for Krishna conscious activities. So the first person that worked hard got nothing. But the person that took over later on, if he was smart enough to use it in Krishna conscious activities, they've got spiritual credits. So what should we really do? Should we be the kind of the first person that hangs on to their wealth and doesn't donate part of it at all? Rupa Goswami is not even saying donate at all. He just said 50%. That's a good start. He says 25%, take care of yourself, save that for activities. And then 25%, since we have family members, you can also take care of them like that. So in one sense, he's helping us to set up the proper way of coming up with our will. So, coming back to this, those who are indulging in sex life, intoxication, gambling, and so many nonsense things, they have no chance for success in yoga. So, Srila Prabhupada goes to the purpose that just like Shukadeva Swami is describing, then you also sit and control the senses in a nicely secluded place. These days, to get a nicely secluded place, sanctified place to sit, that's difficult. There's so much interruptions in the world. Therefore, we make our homes spiritual places. In order that we just simply have activities in the home that remind us of Krishna. Pictures, music, all of those things that remind us of Krishna. We have to have Krishna conscious pictures, Krishna conscious music. And then our homes will be spiritualized like that. And the consciousness we should have also is that our home is for Krishna, for Guru and Krishna. Have pictures of Guru, have pictures of Srila Prabhupada. And while we're speaking about that, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness set up by Srila Prabhupada in 1966 is what Srila Prabhupada is expecting us to stay in and also make it successful. We should contribute to ISKCON, and we should not be a problem for ISKCON. This society, the real CEO, the topmost, is Lord Chaitanya himself. Because Lord Chaitanya is propagating the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada is saying the same thing and inducing us to do it. And so this is God's own society through his representative, the spiritual master. We may hear some things that happened here and there in this kind. That should not shake us, because we are all conditioned souls. And when somebody is labeled a conditioned soul, that means there are some sides of it that are higher. There's a higher nature, there's a lower nature. Both are there. And sometimes the lower nature will come out. Just like if purification is needed, the example is a person sweeping a room. The idea is that they want to clean the room. But if they want to clean the room and they start sweeping, what happens first? All the dirt comes out. You can't sweep the place with the dirt on the corner somewhere and you leave it and say the room is clean. No, it's not. So the dirt has to come up. So in Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't be surprised that sometimes the dirt comes out in one way or the other, but it has to be cleansed according to the rules of Krishna consciousness, rules of Bhakti Yoga, do's and the don'ts. And sometimes it becomes necessary to take some action in order that the society will be preserved. There are many of our gurus that are saying, even if I remember correctly, His Holiness Bhakti Chiru Swami, he got to the point where he added a fifth regulative principle. And the fifth, we have four regulative principles which we've talked about already. The fifth regulative principle for his disciples is never leave ISKCON. And let me tell you a story about that. This is not not directly with Bhakti Chiru Swami, but with his god brothers from Hawaii. This is in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So Srila Prabhupada was in Hawaii, and they came to see him. His disciples came to see him. And a number of them were saying that they're not happy with ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada asked why. They said they're not happy with ISKCON GBC. And so they said, well, Srila Prabhupada, you yourself, we have no problem following you, but we have issues with the GBC. Srila Prabhupada got upset about it. He appointed ISKCON. He put ISKCON in place, and he also appointed the GBC. So basically, he was upset with them by saying that you want to come to me and you don't want to go through the GBC. And by the way, the GBC was set up, if I remember correctly, by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj advising Srila Prabhupada to do this. He, Srila Prabhupada, had obeyed the spiritual master. Therefore, he's expecting from his teaching and from the way things are done in Krishna consciousness that the disciple also obey the spiritual master. So, whatever we do, this society is for us to work out whatever our differences are and keep the society going. That's what will please Srila Prabhupada. So we have been given the topmost in terms of going straight to Bhakti Yoga. So we're not required to do some of these pranayama, the controlling of the air and so on, which is now a little more difficult to do with the kind of atmosphere in the world today. And Srila Prabhupada even has said that sometimes people trying to concentrate on the tip of the nose and you shouldn't close your eyes. We're saying all of this to give us some appreciation of how easy how now, the way we connect with Krishna, how easy it's become. Because if you close your eyes, don't close your eyes, but just concentrate on the tip of the nose. And If we open the eyes fully, then material manifestation around us will disturb us. And if you close your eyes and you snap, you can start sleeping. God forbid, even snoring. You see, the Prabhupada says, I've seen that happen. So we're not supposed to do all of that. Fix the mind on Krishna. Fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Guru and Krishna, especially on Goenitai, the most magnificent form of the Lord. And chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, there are some who are very, 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 very much attached to the material. And they're suffering. But they don't know. People who are attached to the material world, they find that there's something wrong. They find that, well, other people have made it materially, therefore if I struggle hard, I'm also going to make it materially. But they don't realize that the karma has a big role to play. The reactions for things that have been done in the past, that can affect how even material life goes. But when a person comes to Krishna consciousness, all of that does not matter anymore. Krishna takes control of their lives if they only would obey the instructions of Guru. That's all we need to do. And through that, and the chanting of the holy name, then we will in fact put ourselves on the road back to Godhead. The spiritual world is very, very opulent, very peaceful, and very, very happy place. We cannot compare the spiritual world to any place here in the material world, not even the heavenly planet, not even Brahmaloka. So we have a nice opportunity to go, and as compared to what we get going back home, this is very little, but we have to do. Besides, it helps us to develop our love for God, love of Godhead, Krishna prema. So Bhakti Yoga is the best thing in our lives, bar none. Bhakti Yoga is the best thing in our lives. It's a question of taking it seriously ourselves, encouraging other people who are in it through sadhusanga to take it seriously, and try our very best to get more people to be involved in Krishna consciousness by book distribution, by prasadam distribution, and by one-on-one talking. Devotees can spread the mercy. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, but it can be spread all over by everyone. And in that way, slowly but surely, more and more and more people will join. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that if 1%, just 1% of the population of this earth become Krishna conscious, it will be very, very significantly effective. The mentality of this particular planet, the people in this planet, will change significantly. With just 1%. We're talking about 75 million people. And there are some devotees that repeat this and say, how do we get to 75 million? Well, maybe you should have more kids. Yeah, that would be one way. But you have to raise them properly. That also is important. But we ourselves should, one, take the process we're in, Bhakti Yoga, seriously, and also try to convince others to come in. So, our work is cut out for us, and the more we invite people in, the happier Srila Prabhupada is with us, the happier Lord Chaitanya is with us. So, in all kinds of ways, please try to distribute books. Some people may say, oh, I don't find it easy to walk up to a stranger and try to talk to them. But there are ways to distribute books without talking to strangers too. Hotel rooms have books in there. We can talk to the manager and try to get some arrangement made. And that's only one person to talk to. Or you can go to a laundromat. You don't talk to anybody. You just basically put their laundromats where there are books. You put the books there also. Some people sit down and then they're waiting for their clothes to be cleaned. They will read. And when they read those kind of books, the spiritual books, our spiritual books, the one that Srila Prabhupada has written, there's so much that they get from it. And things will be more obvious to them. And their eyes will be opened better about what this world is and what they have to do. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Lord Chaitanya wanted to be spread all over. And it is our work to spread it all over. Srila Prabhupada has traveled all around the world to motivate the devotees to be in Krishna consciousness. And it's wonderful to read. If you have not read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, I strongly suggest that you do so. So much you learn about this society and Srila Prabhupada, who he is and how he ran the society. And different things. We have great understanding about Srila Prabhupada in terms of how he deals with things. It's easier to connect with him in love after you get to know his life, the way he led his life here in this world. So, yes, Yogi Pranam is there, controlling the mind is there. Apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, the Virat Rupa, but Srila Prabhupada has described to us, that's for materialists. He wants us to get even higher into Bhakti Yoga. And so, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who inaugurated this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we have an opportunity to go even higher into Bhakti Yoga, the topmost, and chant and go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So thank you, dear devotees, for allowing me to do this service. This is the time that devotees that want to contribute, Krishna Katha, can unmute themselves and share in this. If you have questions, have realizations you want to share, please do so. And if you don't mind, Prabhu, Vishnu Gada Prabhu, I would like for you to unmute and share any comments that you want to share on this. Hare Krishna. Very good question, Prabhu. Thank you for asking the question. So yes, there are people who follow certain things and it is comfortable for them, and there are people who follow other things and it's comfortable for them. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes in the 12th chapter about Bhakti Yoga. But then he also says, if you can't, then try this out. And if you can't, then try this out. Or assist people, or even acquire knowledge. So he says like that. So, and we do know that there are some people who may find this suggestion, the way Sukadeva Goswami has put it, attractive to them. And since people do have, we have our little choice, we say choice, we have some independence, but it's minute independence that is still there, it might be for the gross materialist a good start for them to do that, the way Sukadeva Goswami has described it. So in Bhagavatam, there's no real restriction given, but there's more of, if you like this way, if you want to talk to or do some puja to a particular demigod for something that Srila Prabhupada, this is there. This thing, Sukadeva Goswami talks about it in Bhagavatam. Therefore, the choices are there. But the smartest choice is what's given to us by Srila Prabhupada. That takes us back to Godhead. So yes, some people can start off this way. And Srila Prabhupada, Sukadeva Goswami is a teacher. He's made it all available. These processes are there, but then the best process is Bhakti Yoga. So he doesn't cut off people. He just says, okay, there's this, there's that, there's that, there's this. And if you want to do that, you can do that. But then the best thing is Bhakti. People wrap it up at that point. As Sri Krishna also did in the Battle of Kurukshetra before it started getting us to Bhakti Yoga. And then the consciousness of renunciation. So yeah, it's he puts it all out there for the people to choose. Hare Krishna. I hope that satisfies. Thank you very much for the description and the summary like that. Hare Krishna. Any other devotees? Going to ask questions, share realizations, or takeaways if you want to. Hare Krishna. Unmute yourself. Hare Krishna. Hi. Accept mine, boss. Boss, you're coughing. Oh, no problem. We can hear you clearly. Go ahead. The short answer to that is yes. To Prabhupada, to use your own word, he is giving a warning. Because the life that we have here is an important life. We are in a human body, and it's best that we get the most out of this particular life when our intelligence is at the level that it's at. Remember, there are 8 million other types of bodies when the intelligence is not even that high to understand Krishna. So if there is better, then Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. Why take something that's lower? To the Prabhupada's mercy is that he's trying to get us to go back to Godhead, the topmost, the top instructions based on the topmost activity that we can have, which is Bhakti Yoga. So yes, these are, they're there, these other processes are there, meditating on the gigantic form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Virat Rupa, may be very, very interesting to some people, and even they can be in awe of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Virat Rupa. But the Virat Rupa is describing the material aspect of the Lord, the material world, not the spiritual. And the spiritual world is our home. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, even though that is mentioned, he also says, don't take that more seriously. Take what takes you back to the spiritual world more seriously. And that's better use of our time, better use of our energies. Hare Krishna. That's good. It is for us. Just like you said, it's a starting point for some people who may feel comfortable with that. Remember, these are gross materialists. They are taking the bodily concept as the starting. That's what they're thinking. That's why Srila Prabhupada started. It says, materially absorbed mind of conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self. Therefore, they are thinking materially, and the Virat Rupa is a very huge representation of the material from Krishna. Therefore, that's a good, for them, good pull into Krishna consciousness. A slower process for those of us that know Bhakti Yoga and what it gives us, but still, it's a start to start for them. Now, for devotees, we can still appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead's awesome power through the Virat Rupa. We can appreciate. But when it comes to our activity, we have to relate to the personal level, the personal God. And that way, we get to go back. You cannot associate with the Virat Rupa. But you can associate with the two-handed person of the Lord. So, That's the fortune that we have now by Srila Prabhupada putting us on the path of Bhakti Yoga. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I know. You can't. Yeah. Oh, no problem. Hare Krishna. Any more questions? Any more realizations or takeaways that the Buddhists want to share? I think there was something in the chat. Let me just see. If I'm not mistaken. Okay, go back to the chat and see what it says. I'm hoping when I open my computer. Okay. Sure. I think it's from Dear Krishna Prabhu. Okay, go ahead and read. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Well, this is also a nice addition to the, we did talk about pantheism and those who are pantheists are looking at everything that Krishna has created, but they're not looking at God directly. They're looking at how everything is sacred, and it's been taken in that consciousness. And so then they begin to worship, the different aspects of the creation, But the sacredness is the start of it. I mean, they have an appreciation for it, so they would not ruin things in the material world because of their consciousness. But that's the start. And as Dikrishna Prabhu says, from there you can come to the Virat Rupa. But again, as all of this is being said, it's all nice, but still the topmost is Bhakti Yoga. And we're very fortunate that we have been put in that particular situation. Therefore, we meet somebody who is like that. Yes, we should appreciate what they know or what they talk about. Somebody that's a pantheist or somebody that's appreciating the universal form and is excited about it, fine. But if you show that appreciation, then you say, but even higher than that is, then you go on, all right, you can relate actually personally. You can relate to the Lord at a personal level when you begin to bring in Bhakti Yoga, and that way you pull them to even a higher level of understanding and association with the devotees and also with the Supreme Personality. Hare Krishna. Thank you, dear Krishna Prabhu, and thank you, Bhakti Bhai, for reading it. Any final questions? If not, then thank all of you, including my senior devotees, for coming on to have a nice discussion of this, in this class. And, it's Friday, so have a wonderful Krishna conscious weekend. Vanchakapatirubhishcha kripa sundivya eva cha patita nam pavanevyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shirobhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.